What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Let's stop surviving. Let's actually create a world where we're thriving, where we're growing, where we're actually enjoying who we are and what it is that we are creating. You do not have to survive. You don't have to. It doesn't mean like you get the big win in that you survived. Surviving is difficult. It's challenging. It's painful. It's exhausting. Let's not do that anymore. Let's move into business growth. Today, that's our show, Business Growth or Business Survival. We're going to be talking all about the difference between the two, how you recognize where am I at and how do I change that? How do I look for the signs when I'm kind of going into survival and where do I actually choose differently, choose to have that business growth because growing is what I desire to do. And I hope you do. I hope if you're listening today that you do want to grow your business and you do want to show up in the world and enjoy what you're doing in your business. Because let's face it, if you're not enjoying it, why the hell are you doing it? So hey, everybody, I'm Christine McIver. I am the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And this show is all about business, really showing you the tools of business, things to pay attention to, the basics of business, deep diving into the systems of business, but also looking at you, the business owner, and working with you from an emotional, psychological perspective as well. When I started out in my business, I was doing personal coaching. And of course, you know, we coach in the areas where we need to grow. And so I was growing prior to starting my business. I was growing in my personal life, in my development, my personal development. And then as I started my business, I started to grow in my business. Today, I've been in my own business now for 17 years. I've been doing my own podcast now since 2011, and I've been a producer now for, I'm in my 11th year. So this is all about sharing what I know, what has contributed to me, and the experiences that I have had with my clients that I get to learn and grow from and share with you so you can learn and grow from that too. So if you would like to know more, I'm going to give you my email address, my website address. So if you're driving or you're walking or whatever, I'll say this a few times so you can reach out, but you can always find me across all social media and podcast and TV platforms. So it's Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. That's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. And McIver is M-C-I-V-E-R. You can also just type in Inspired Choices for Business Growth or come on over to InspiredChoicesNetwork.com where you'll see all the creations of my shows and so many other hosts that are doing all sorts of amazing things to contribute their expertise to the world and to contribute to you and yours. Okay, so let's get into today's show. I'm going to read you the show notes so we get off on the right step, and then we'll dive right in. So, business growth or business survival. In today's fast-paced business world, entrepreneurs often find themselves wondering whether to look at growing their business or focusing on trying to survive. In this episode, we're going to take a deep dive into the key differences between growth and merely staying afloat. I'm going to challenge you to examine your strategies and mindset, pushing you to go beyond the survival mode and embrace the opportunities that lead to true growth. I'm going to share with you insights on optimizing your business operations, managing your strategic decisions, and shifting your focus from managing day-to-day challenges to building long-term success. So are you ready to transform your approach and shift your business into growth mode? I hope that you are, because that's what this show is all about. So the first question that wants to be asked is, what's your gut say? When you saw this show title, what popped up for you? Did you go, oh, damn, I don't want to look at that. I don't want to pay attention to that. I don't want to give that any energy. I don't want to even think about the fact that I'm probably just surviving. Or did you look it straight in the eyes and go, you know what? If I'm just surviving, or I know I'm just surviving, I'm definitely going to tune into that show. So your perspective on even just this title is going to provide you with insight about you and about what's going on for you in your business. So I'm going to challenge you. I want you to take notes if possible. And, or if you're listening and you can just clip this section, I want you to come back and really ask yourself that question. And even asking that question on a weekly basis, you know, when you do your review of your week, or even your review of your day. But I find most entrepreneurs have a tough time doing the same thing every day. But if you do a review of your week, or you're even, you know, you start out your Mondays. I love Mondays because I kind of look at everything. First thing Monday mornings. Mondays are my favorite day of the week, truly. I love the weekends, but the days during the week, I love Monday because it's a clean slate. It's let's begin again. Let's hit the go button and let's just show up and do the best that we possibly can. So if you're a Monday person like I am, review your previous week. You know, what did you feel good about? What did you feel like was actually going on for you? You know, physically, what's happening for you? Are you physically exhausted? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel like you don't have that get up and go, that motivation? You don't feel like there's anything that really is drawing you to lean in to what you do? If that's occurring for you, you are not alone, my friends. Just a short while, a few weeks ago, I was feeling the exact same way. It's okay. It's okay. You're going to go through as an entrepreneur. I'm telling you, being an entrepreneur takes bravery. It takes commitment. It takes courage to be an entrepreneur because you are the only person that you can count on. Now, a lot of people don't want to actually be that responsible for their lives or their success. It's easier to work for someone else because we can blame them, right? We can hold them accountable for success. We can say they're not paying me enough. They're not doing enough for me. We can just go into, you know, lazy behavior. And I'm not saying working for somebody else is wrong. You got to be doing that for the right reason too. But when you choose to be an entrepreneur, it does take courage. And part of that courage is examining where you're at each and every day, each and every week, and being willing to continue to reach forward and recognize what is going on for you. So if you were someone, if you are someone that has experienced that, I don't have the energy, the drive, the motivation. First of all, get some support. Put your hand up. It is one of the most important things. If you want to succeed in business and you've never done what you're doing now, even if you've been in business for 10, 20, 30 years, you need to have support. You didn't come to a planet to do this solo. You came to a planet with a lot of people, and there's always going to be someone out there that can support you to challenge, to grow, and to give yourself grace. That's something that we don't do is, as entrepreneurs, is when we take this step into this world and we take the responsibility solely on ourselves, we oftentimes will be hard on ourselves. We will really have very, very high expectations and very little space for kindness for ourselves. And that actually can lead you down the path of survival. So if you've been in this space of recent, even in the last year at any time, I want you to understand there's nothing wrong with you, but you have been in survival mode. You're surviving the day-to-day. You're surviving the bumps and the twists and the turns. And if you don't have support and you don't have a plan and you don't have a way to support you through these difficult moments, it's going to get harder. It's not going to get easier. It's very difficult for anyone, whether you're in business or you're talking about your personal life. It's very, very difficult to pull yourself up out of the encapsulation of your life. It's very difficult to step back and have a very, what's the word, a very clear picture, the entire landscape of all the variables that are impacting you, because you are emotionally invested, you're financially invested, you're psychologically invested, and your perspective has created the reality you have right now. And so for you to be able to change your reality, you have to change your perspective. But your perspective is based on your knowledge to date and your experiences. So in order for you to change what you're doing and to have a new perspective, you need new input. And the best way to do that is to have a strong individual, a strong coach in your corner that's going to challenge you, be kind, and move you forward. If you don't have that, I'm serious. I really want you to look at that. And don't give me the excuse you can't afford it. Because I'll tell you the thing that you can't afford to stay in survival any longer. You can't afford to dip down and then come up and dip down and then come up. That is so incredibly exhausting. I know that because I did that for many years. I tried to bootstrap everything. And I remember the biggest time that I did that was when we were actually launching the Inspired Choices Network. And it was a completely different setup. I was working with a team. The network is supposed to launch September the 1st. We didn't launch until January the 1st. I was working 12 to 16 hours a day, and I'm not exaggerating. I used to get up from my desk, and I couldn't stand up straight. My back was in such a difficult place, so that was the physical impact. After we launched it, because I was just pushing myself, I wouldn't stop, I wouldn't stop, I wouldn't stop. After we launched it, and about, I think it was within 60 days after we launched the network, when things kind of started to calm down, my body created shingles. And we know that shingles is connected to your nervous system. So that was my nervous system. That was my emotional, psychological, that was impacting my body. And I'm telling you, that was the most difficult thing to move through. Shingles is brutal. I was very fortunate to have amazing healers and my doctor that I was working with to move through it. But it was very difficult. That was a moment in time, having shingles. What followed that was recognizing where I was still in survival and where I was not thriving and growing my business, but really every day dragging myself to try to make things work. Don't do that. If you've been there, please put your hand up. Send me an email. I would love to support you to move this and change this. I've learned a lot since then. That was actually 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago now. Thankfully, I kept choosing forward, and I definitely hired amazing coaches, and I have phenomenal support around me to ensure that I continue to move forward. And here's the thing, my friends, this is something I've learned personally and professionally, that as you continue to have larger desires in your life, you're going to move through challenging times. And when you learn tools and when you are willing to be vulnerable with yourself, it gets easier, but it doesn't eliminate challenging times. It makes them more manageable. So let's, after we come back from this first break, let's start to dive into recognizing when you're in survival and when you're in business growth. Okay. So stick around. We will definitely dive deeper into this. And if you have any questions, any comments, wherever you're listening from, please post them there, tag me, or feel free to send me an email, christine@christinemccivor.com. Happy to answer your questions. So stay tuned. Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm Christine McIver, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. Yes, we're talking all about business survival or business growth today. So let's talk about what's happening and where you can recognize when you're in business survival and not in business growth. I want you to keep in mind, this is a really important thing, that you're not always just in one or the other. And if you're listening to this show, and as we continue to go through, that you keep seeing the signs that you are the flags, you know, the red flags that you're in survival, you also may be in depression. And I want to encourage you to reach out to a professional if you feel that that's what's going on for you. Okay, we all need support from the right people that can give us the support. And certainly if you are in survival, especially at this time in the world, this today's date is April the 23rd, 2025. We've got some real challenges going on in the world. And many of us feel like, especially in North America, like we are just surviving. And of course, that can flow over to your business. How could it not, right? You're not a separate person from your business than you are from your daily life, from the reality around you. But if you feel like it's really, really taking a huge toll, please reach out to a professional and get the support that you need. Mental health is primary. In my world, it's primary, because if you don't have a stable mental health, it will impact you, and eventually it will come out in your body, and that's going to impact everything, right? So if you find, here's one of the tips, that if you find you are in survival mode, if you're not excited about what you're doing regularly, not today was a kind of a crap day, or I got to deal with taxes tomorrow, or I hated today, whatever the case may be, what I have to do tomorrow, what I have to do, I don't really like this client, whatever the case may be, or I'm not really thrilled about this part of my business. It's not on the regular. It's not on the one-off. It's when you find consistently that you are not excited by what you're doing. And I can tell you this, my friends, if you're not excited about your business, you're not excited about what you do for a career, eventually, my experience has been, and I watch this with many people, I've had thousands of conversations around this, eventually that situation will come to roost. Eventually, it will smack you in the face and go, this is not the path you are to be on. You are meant to have joy. You are meant to have pleasure and prosperity. Coming into a body and coming to this beautiful planet that we call Earth is not a task to try to survive. It's something to thrive. It's something to enjoy. And yes, we're learning lessons as we go along, but this is a really easy sign, is if you're not excited with what you are doing consistently, not excited, that's a sign that you are in survival. Okay. If you find that you are worried, extremely worried, under high stress about your finances, and you are focusing on the day-to-day about finances, as opposed to understanding that that needs to change, but growing, focusing on your clients, focusing on your customers, focusing on your products or your services, and continuing to enjoy that aspect of your business, then you are in survival. Unfortunately, many business owners start a business from the aspect of, I'm excited, I've got this business idea, and I really want to bring it to the world. I want to create, you know, lots of my clients tell me they want to contribute to the world. They want to help other people with their expertise, and they jump into it without professional support, without understanding how to set up a business, understanding how to operate a business, and their focus very quickly shifts from helping other people to worrying day to day to day about every single piece of money that comes in. And when you are in that energy of survival around money, it actually can read for other people. Not that you're speaking those words, but people, you know, our first language is energy. And people read that energy in the way that you present yourself, in the way that you speak, in the way that you even write copy for your website. You can read survival in people. And that, my friends, that's going to turn people off. Right? So having someone, and this is a tip, having someone actually review your content, listen to the way that you speak, listen to, if you have a podcast, listen to the way that you speak on your podcast. If you've written a book, reading your book, we pick up the energies of people through their content. And it is these are large signs that when recognized, then we can change it. Don't be ashamed or worried if somebody comes to you and says, hey, this is what I'm picking up on. You know, when you hire me as your coach, I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about a conversation that I had yesterday with someone. This individual, a client of mine, said, you need to speak as a coach. Because when you speak, when you speak as a coach, then you don't let people off, and you really do get to the heart of what's going on. So when you work with me, I am going to be very direct, and I'm going to be super honest with you, because I want you to thrive. I want you to grow. I want you to enjoy what you're doing. That is above that's the number one for me, is teaching people how to have pleasure in their business. And that's going to require some really courageous conversations. So if you are not willing to have someone have a courageous conversation with you about what's going on from the place of kindness, how are you going to change and move out of survival into business growth? You got to ask yourself that question. And if even saying this to you triggers you in a way that you don't want to have that conversation, that in and of itself is saying, I'm in survival mode because I don't want to look at it. And You'll look at it when you're ready to look at it. But that's another sign that you are avoiding what is actually hurting you. When you can show up to a conversation and be vulnerable and from the space of my target is to change what's not working, and if something I'm doing is stopping that, then I'm willing to change it. When you can come with that energy, no matter what anybody says, you'll be okay. You will. You might cry. That's okay. You know, a lot of us are going through life in survival and we're not deeply breathing. We're holding our breath because we're afraid to actually fully let everything out because we're afraid that what might come out might be chaos. The chaos that maybe we hold in our head, we don't want the world to see it. But here's the thing, you can't stay in that for very long. So we've got to be willing to be vulnerable. We've got to be willing to look at those things. So that's another tip in there. Another tip is you are in survival mode if you find that you have the energy of I'm chasing customers. I remember a time when someone had said to me, I couldn't do what you do, Christine, because, well, one of my businesses, if you don't know this, is I'm the CEO of Inspire Choices Network. And so we have hosts on the network. And we've had many hosts over the years. Hosts come and go, which is a natural part of the business. And but someone said to me, I couldn't do what you do, Christine, because you're constantly having to go look for more hosts. And that really sat with me. I sat back with that and I went, you know what? I do hate that part. And I kept kind of unpacking that over some weeks. And I thought, why do I hate that? Because it's part of the business, right? Why do I hate that? Because I felt like I had to prove to the host what I had as a fabulous service and a product. I felt like I had to be accepted. I felt like I had to ensure that they understood that I personally was valuable. So I had to do some deep diving into that, my friends. And I had to start really getting to where that belief system first came from and unpacking that lie, because I am valuable and so are you. You're valuable. But if you find that that's coming up for you and you find that you've got the energy of chasing to prove so that you will finally be accepted, you're in survival mode. There may be money coming in, but imagine the difference in your business and your business growth if you could honestly say, without push, without proving energy, that what you do is very valuable and what you bring to the world attracts people to you. That changes everything for you. So we've got to pay attention to these belief systems, these you know, twigs of doubt that come in. Doubt is not a bad thing. I've done many shows. I've done a workshop on doubt. But until you understand the benefit of doubt, that can take you out. That can actually have you scrambling and then in survival for sure. So you want to really pay attention to, am I chasing or am I in the space of attracting? When I have a conversation with someone, do I feel like I'm in the energy of like, oh, but I do this and I do this and I'll do this and I'll do this and I'll do this? That energy of I've got to convince, or are you in the space of this is what I offer and allow them to choose what works for them? I remember when that switched for me and it was such a breath of fresh air. Because no longer did people have to try to run away energetically from me. They were able to receive me and choose what worked for them. And isn't that what we want? We want people to choose what works for them. I don't want to work with customers or clients or hosts who are trying to constantly avoid me. I want to work with people that see the value, and really it's a collaboration of growth for their business, for my business, and for the creation of what we're doing together. So if you find that you're not in that energy, you just might be in survival mode. All right, we are up to our second break. This is going quite quickly. I know I'm going through a lot of information, but I really do hope that this is resonating for you. And if it is, I would really appreciate for you to go over and give us a 5-star review on iTunes. And that would be absolutely fantastic. When you give us a 5-star review and you leave some comments, that's going to assist in getting this information out to others that more than likely are surviving in their business and desire to have business growth. So again, I'm Christine McIver, the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be back right after this break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, my friends, we're talking all about business growth or business survival. And what I really want to know is, are you willing to move beyond business survival? Are you willing to do what it takes to get really clear that you're no longer going to be in business survival? Are you willing to make that commitment to you? Are you willing to make that commitment to your present life, your day-to-day enjoyment, and your business future? Are you ready to make that commitment to your life, to your bank account, to your relationships? Because what you do in business impacts everything in your life. It can't not. It's part of who you are. And as much as people say, oh, I leave my work, you know, at the office, no, you don't. It's part of who you are. And especially as an entrepreneur, you know, yes, we need to have family time. We need to have alone time. We need to have healing time for sure. But you cannot just turn it off and turn it back on. It's part of you. So if you're ready to seriously say, I'm going to do whatever it takes, that is committing to business growth, and that is committing to moving out of survival. You're not meant to just survive. You're actually meant to thrive. And while those days can be dark and they can be scary, there is change available and there is support available. But you've got to make that choice. You've got to make that decision. And that's what's going to change everything. It starts with that. It's like, you know, that saying, if you know anybody that's ever been in AA or anybody that's ever had a drinking problem or a drug problem, we know the first step is acknowledging that you have a problem. That is true about everything. If you have a problem with eating, if you have a problem with emotions, if you have a problem with relationships, if you have a problem with parenting, if you have a problem with driving, if you have a problem with money, if you have a problem with your business, if you have a problem with feeling less than, now you can start to change it. Now you can begin to step in to change what it is that you desire to change. Nobody can make you. It's got to be you. You've got to be the person that says, hell yes, I'm going to change this. And that's what makes a major difference in your life and has you move beyond survival. And it really will take you through those challenges in a different way. And we've got to pay attention to our mindset in all of this, everything I'm talking about, mindset first. And then we've got to look at our strategies. What are we doing? Your mindset will drive your strategies. And the way that you feel and the way that you interact with yourself and your business every day will impact whether you are in survival or whether you are in business growth. Now, business growth, sometimes I perceive that people are saying, I don't want to grow, I just want to continue. That's not possible. Just like energy is ever moving, right? It's the movement. Your business is an entity. It has its own energy and it needs to be moving. To be in business growth does not necessarily mean that you have to put more hours in, that you have to add more services or products. It means that you need to be in a forward movement with your business, evaluating your business, putting strategies and steps into business, really on an annual basis, on a biannual basis, on a monthly basis, even on a weekly basis. You're evaluating where things are at with your business and with you in your business, with your clients, and with your team. You may have a team of a number of people. Do you look at that? Do you evaluate it? Not from a good or a bad, but even just from the space of what's the energy in here right now? How are people responding? What is working and what needs my attention? When you are willing to be present with your business in that way, you are in business growth because your business continues to move and to grow forward, to move forward. Again, you can make the same amount of money. You can offer the same services because that's what works for you. You don't have to add new services or new products. That's not a requirement for being in your own business. But what is a requirement is to understand these are living entities. And when you are ignoring them, if you look at your services that you offer, look at the different things that you've put together. I know for myself, I've had different workshops that I've put together, different services that I had out there. And, you know, I would check on the energy of those things. And when I check on, even when I was reading about it and thinking about it and connecting in with it, I would pay attention to the messages from my body, from the messages from my psychology, and what was actually coming forth was informing me around, is it time to say goodbye to that service? Is it time to say goodbye to that product? From a space of, you know, being thankful for sure, but is it no longer a part of where you are today and where your business wants to go? That is very, very important. If you are someone, and I say this probably every single show, if you are someone who is doing personal development work, as you evolve in who you are and expand the human that you are and continue to reach for being even happier, reach for being clearer, reach for being more joyful and present in your life. As you evolve, your business will evolve. Now, here's the thing. If you're evolving personally and you don't change anything in your business may actually start to drop. And the reason for that is because there's not a match energetically between you and what it is that you are offering. Again, you don't have to change your offers, but you need to connect in with your offers and see if they still read. See if they desire a revision. See if they desire an up-leveling. See if they desire, you know, maybe new images or maybe a different name or, most importantly, a different price point. Because as you evolve, especially if you are like a business coach, let's say, and you are working with individuals and you continue to grow yourself and educate yourself and evolve, what you are able to offer to your client base is going to be greater, right? If you are offering greater to your clients, you're showing up more, and you are more valuable as a coach, and your price point does not grow, that's a mismatch. And I can tell you something, that the value that you place on your pricing, on your products and your services, the value that you place on it is going to be received by present and future clients, depending on whether it's a match to the value you're bringing. In other words, here's an example. If you're showing up and you're offering way more because you've been growing yourself and you know you're bringing more intelligence to your services with your clients, but you're not changing the price, they won't be able to receive it because they're not valuing it by the exchange of currency to the level that you are delivering. I did this. I know many people that did this. And what ended up happening was the individuals that were paying for those services, they ended up nearly having to find fault and reject the coach. I had that happen with myself, that people turned around and they weren't happy. And there wasn't anything wrong. And I'm not angry at or upset with these people. But what it showed me was I was doing them a disservice because I wasn't valuing what I was bringing, and therefore they couldn't receive what I was bringing. It was too much. They weren't ready for it, or they couldn't, if they couldn't value it, they couldn't receive it. So that is also a very weird way of showing yourself that you're in survival because you've upped your skill, but you're not upping your value. And therefore, not only are you surviving intellectually, but your finances are surviving because your business desires to grow and you're bringing more to the table, but you're not upping your services. That is a big, big flag. And that's why when I'm working with my clients every single year, okay, let's look at your pricing. Let's look at your pricing. And I can tell you something, my friends, all of the services and all of the strategies and all of the systems that I work with my clients on, this is the one they resist the most, is looking at their pricing. This is a worldwide issue. This is not just you or just a couple of people that you know. This is a worldwide issue because we have not been taught, unfortunately, how to genuinely value what it is we bring to the table. We don't regularly assess it. So you know you're in survival mode if you are running in six directions, you're trying to complete a whole bunch of different things, and you don't have a strategy in place. You know you are in survival mode because everything keeps popping and you're not able to follow through and finish something. Now, there's a different energy with doing that than being in the energy of business growth. When you are adding new services and you're growing, you are going to be possibly creating a lot of new things in a lot of new ways and getting things lined up. How do you know the difference, Christine? The difference is you feel excitement or you feel dread. You're worried that you're never going to finish something, and so you distract yourself to something else. That is a big telltale that you are in survival mode. When you are growing and you're developing, and I love creating, and I absolutely love coming up when new ideas come through, I love to create and create and create. And there's a challenge to that because it's not like I can just get the idea and boom, everything's in place and the world knows about it. There is a process, and something that we're working on that I can't wait to announce has been in the works now for 4 months. And I, the minute that this new idea came in, I could see it. I had the vision of it, but I couldn't bring it to the world because there was a lot of pieces that needed to be put in place so that when we launched it, it launched so it was a contribution to us at the team. And so that we had clarity with it. We had a way to support people that were choosing it that made it, you know, a contribution to them and to us. But there's been a lot of challenges because I keep wanting to just go bleh and bring it to the world, but it requires continuing to grow and grow. Now, there were moments about a month ago where I felt like, oh my God, is this ever going to happen? And I was trying to do it all. And that's where I was like, oh, I'm trying to survive through this growth instead of putting my hand up and saying, I need help with this, so that the business, we were actually in business growth. We weren't in just surviving. I hope that makes sense, my friends. Okay, we are up to our last break of the show. Thank you so much for being here. Again, please reach out to me. I have different packages that I can work with you. And even if you would just like to have a 15-minute conversation with me, let's have that conversation. Let's see what it is that I can do to support you so that you are really genuinely in business growth and that it contributes to your life, it contributes to your joy, and it contributes to your bank account. So again, my email is christine@christinemciver.com. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my friends. Wow, this has been a very, very robust show. I've been bringing a lot to the table, and I really do hope that it didn't overwhelm you, but that it was informing you. Again, I would love for you to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so others that are out there can also get the support and knowledge around what this can do for them in their business and in their lives. So just go to iTunes and search Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And you can put my name in or not. You'll probably see my name come up. And give us a 5-star review. That would be amazing. I'd be incredibly grateful. So we've gone through a great deal of things. We've talked about what it looks like when you're surviving, some of the telltale signs of being in survival, and what it is that is so important to move you into business growth. Once you understand where you've been surviving and you start to get the support you need and start to shift you into business growth, a really big piece of moving into business growth is looking at your decisions that you're making, looking at the systems and the strategies that you have in place, and really positioning yourself for the growth that you deeply, deeply desire. You can't really do that from a space of worry. You can't do that from a space of survival. If you try to do that, you're going to be limited by what's available to you, and you're going to be operating likely from a place of worry and fear. You want to be in a calm state. You want to be in a possibility energy state. You want to be in a very grounded place where you can look at things with not only your intuition and your energy, but with a very clear mind, where your mind is moving in the direction of business and how business can contribute to you. You know, a lot of people will be worried about doing that kind of work, doing business strategy work. I know a lot of people that I speak to, they can go into overwhelm. They think it means a complete overhaul of their business. It doesn't. It doesn't mean a complete overhaul. It means fine-tuning what you're doing. Looking at it, just think of it like if you took your car into the mechanics and you said, you know, give the car a once-over, make sure that the brakes are working. Can you please check the tires? Can you please check, you know, this or that or all those things on a car? And the mechanic comes back and says, okay, well, you know, these front two tires are okay, but the back two need changing. And I'd also pay attention to your battery. Things kind of look a little iffy there. And you would listen to that mechanic and you would contribute to the car what was needed so it could run more efficiently. A business strategy and doing that type of planning is the same thing. It's like, what support does my business need so it can run more efficiently? Where instead of chasing a problem and outlaying a lot of money, what could I do in advance? What could I prepare for my business so that it doesn't actually break down? You know, one of the things is like looking at your equipment, looking at your computer, the efficiency of the tools that you have. If you're not paying attention to that and you're not paying attention to the signs of what's happening, you could end up with huge, huge problems, which could actually shut down your business for a short or a long period of time. Doing a business strategy is about supporting you to grow, supporting you to save money, supporting you to save time, and putting a plan in place so that your team can support you. And it's also when you're doing a strategy session and you're looking at all of the places in your business, you're looking at the gaps. And you're looking at what's outdated and you're looking what needs a cleanup, right? It's like spring cleaning your business. And it's about really having it be more in alignment of where your desires are today and supporting you to grow it tomorrow. So next week, the show that we will be doing here that I'll be talking about is how to not destroy your business. How to not destroy your business. How many of us have gotten to a place where we think, oh my God, I think I've just blown my business. I think I've just destroyed it, or I'm worried that I'm going to. We're going to be talking all about that. Again, it's going to be about supporting you to keep in mind different aspects within your business, paying attention to what's working and what's not working, and creating in advance of so that you can have the business that you, the dream, the vision that you had when that business first came to you. That business came to you because it wants to come through you. But now it's important you support that business with various tools. And as I've been talking about, having a business strategy and having systems in place will actually do that so that your business can become that vision that you had. And if you don't remember that vision, maybe it's time that you start playing with dreaming about your business and dreaming about what it is that you would love to have. And of course, not when you're in worry, not when you're in fear, but when you are in calm and possibility thinking. So my friends, until next week, I want you to remember that you can always make another choice. And you can reach out to me, Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Check out my website, ChristineMcIver.com, and connect with me wherever you listen to or watch your favorite podcasts. Until next week, take really good care of yourself and start reaching for more. You deserve it. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.